The majority opinion, written by Chief Justice Warren Burger, included the following.
As the record shows, compulsory school attendance to age 16 for Amish children carries with it a very real threat of undermining the Amish community and religious practice as they exist today. They must either abandon belief and be assimilated into society at large, or be forced to migrate to some other and more tolerant region.
Justice William O. Douglas's minority opinion was that the children themselves should have been consulted. Did they really want to cut short their education? Did they indeed really want to stay in the Amish religion? Nicholas Humphrey would have gone further. Even if the children had been asked and had expressed a preference for the Amish religion, can we suppose that they would have done so if they'd been educated and informed about the available alternatives? For this to be plausible, shouldn't there be examples of young people from the outside world voting with their feet and volunteering to join the Amish? Justice Douglas went further in a slightly different direction. He saw no particular reason to give the religious views of parents special status in deciding how far they should be allowed to deprive their children of education. If religion is grounds for exemption, might there not be secular beliefs that also qualify? The majority of the Supreme Court drew a parallel with some of the positive values of monastic orders, whose presence in our society arguably enriches it. But as Humphrey points out, there is a crucial difference. Monks volunteer for the monastic life of their own free will. Amish children never volunteered to be Amish. They were born into it and they had no choice.
There is something breathtakingly condescending, as well as inhumane, about the sacrificing of anyone, especially children, on the altar of diversity and the virtue of preserving a variety of religious traditions. The rest of us are happy with our cars and computers, our vaccines and antibiotics, but you quaint little people with your bonnets and breeches, your horse buggies, your archaic dialect and your earth closet privies, you enrich our lives. Of course you must be allowed to trap your children with you in your 17th century time warp. Otherwise something irretrievable would be lost to us, a part of the wonderful diversity of human culture. A small part of me can see something in this, but the larger part is made to feel very queasy indeed. An educational scandal. The Prime Minister of my country, Tony Blair, invoked diversity when challenged in the House of Commons by Jenny Tong, MP, to justify government subsidy of a school in the northeast of England that, almost uniquely in Britain, teaches literal biblical creationism. Mr. Blair replied that it would be unfortunate if concerns about that issue were to interfere with our getting as diverse a school system as we properly can. The school in question, Emmanuel College in Gateshead, is one of the city academies set up in a proud initiative of the Blair government. Rich benefactors are encouraged to put up a relatively small sum of money, £2 million in the case of Emmanuel, which buys a much larger sum of government money, £20 million for this school, plus running costs and salaries in perpetuity, and also buys the benefactor the right to control the ethos of the school, the appointment of a majority of the school governors, the policy for exclusion or inclusion of pupils, and much else. Emmanuel's 10% benefactor is Sir Peter Vardy, a wealthy car salesman with a creditable desire to give today's children the education he wishes he had had, and a less creditable desire to imprint his own personal religious convictions upon them. H.L. Mencken was prophetic when he wrote,
"Deep within the heart of every evangelist lies the wreck of a car salesman."
Vardy has unfortunately become embroiled with a clique of American-inspired fundamentalist teachers led by Nigel McCoyd, sometime headmaster of Emmanuel and now director of a whole consortium of Vardy schools. The level of McCoyd's scientific understanding can be judged from his belief that the world is less than 10,000 years old, and also from the following quotation.
"But to think that we just evolved from a bang, that we used to be monkeys, that seems unbelievable when you look at the complexity of the human body. If you tell children there is no purpose to their life, that they are just a chemical mutation, that doesn't build self-esteem."
No scientist has ever suggested that a child is a chemical mutation. The use of the phrase in such a context is illiterate nonsense, on a par with the declarations of Bishop Wayne Malcolm, leader of the Christian Life City Church in Hackney, East London, who, according to The Guardian of 18th of April 2006,